Many museums are grappling with the ways they have long portrayed Native Americans. The Denver Museum of Nature and Science said they are taking down one of their exhibits because it reinforces harmful stereotypes. A new exhibit at the Spurlock Museum at the University of Illinois answers that problem. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, Welcome to the Powwow was curated by Indigenous artists and focuses on modern culture.
The exhibit is set up like a mini powwow. There's a vendor's table, a circle of drummers wearing jeans, and mannequins in colorful regalia. And on one wall, there are 6 paintings of dancers commissioned for the exhibit.
It was a Wednesday about afternoon, they gave me a call, and I had the pieces done on a Friday afternoon, everything. All 6 pieces were done.
That's Josh Atchinum. He's Plains Cree and grew up in Canada. He now lives in Wisconsin. The Spurlock isn't the first museum to acquire his artwork, but he's still getting used to the recognition.
I work quick simply because it took me a long time to get to the point where people actually wait for my artwork. So I don't like people waiting. So I have to work every single day.
In addition to painting and graphic design, Atchinum dances, does leather work, and is building a pin business.
I'll do 2 or 3 drawings every single day. Sometimes more. And then with the leather work, I have to do a belt every single day. So I'm mixing my leather crafts with the ledgers, with the hat and pin business that we're doing. So I like a t-shirt business. So I kind of put everything together in one day.
For the exhibit, he focused on ledger art.
Ledgers are the old papers that were being left behind. So a long time ago, traditionally, you would have our stories were written on, our buffalo robes or on our teepees. You can see whose families were who or what they've been through. Some people would hang up scalp locks on their teepees and things like that. And then we'd also draw on the caves, things like that. So you'll see our artwork everywhere. And it wasn't until the government started coming onto our lands and battling with our people, they would leave behind these war records or different documents they would leave behind, and our people would pick those up and would draw a story or try to capture what just took place. There was no actual history of why they did that, but the oral history of that's been passed down through all these 180-200 years was it was a way for them to keep track of their history. So this took place, so if anything happened to their tribe, people would come see this ledger or thing that they did, or not just on a ledger, but anywhere else where they might have drew something, and they would be able to know what just happened or what took place.
Atchinum says Spokane artist George Flett revived the art form in the 1970s and 80s. A chance encounter sparked his interest when Flett drew his brother.
And I was a young kid, I must have been 7 years old, so that piece really inspired me to draw this. So I started drawing figures with no faces, but I didn't know why, and I just kind of kept on doing it just because it was enjoyable for me. And traveling again with my parents and my brothers when we were young, I would see more and more ledger art, and it was just always seeing it, and I'm always fascinated by it, even still to this day.
Over time, he has developed his own style.
I like to mix my medium, so I like to use brush markers and archival ink and acrylic and gold leaf, and I like to play with different tools. I don't just try to stick to this is what ledger art was. We're drawing with pencil crayons, and I'm going to draw with that solely. It's I'm going to dabble with all these different art pieces.
Josh Atchinum is a Plains Cree artist. He created 6 pieces of ledger art for the new Welcome to the Powwow exhibit at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. It showcases modern Indigenous culture and was curated by Native American artists. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.